The gospel reading today, once again, our Lord calls us to do something extremely difficult for us. Stop judging. That's what we do as human beings. In fact, that's what the fathers of the desert tell us will be the last thing to go before perfection, is our desire to judge other people. It is so deeply rooted in us, and we are doing it constantly. So we have to be able to check ourselves on that and ask ourselves, what if somebody was judging me the way that I judge others? Of course, we might be quick to point out that other people do. That doesn't justify me judging somebody else because someone's judging me. But what we have to be able to do is to learn to find excuses for people. We don't know why somebody does what they do. And we have to, again, make the right distinctions. Remember, we can and we must judge actions and statements. People love to be able to condemn you for doing that. You point out that something is wrong and they'll say, "You stop judging me." It's like, I didn't judge you, I judged what you did or what you said. The interesting thing is that they just judged you to be able to condemn you for doing that, but, you know, that supposedly is okay. But, so we need to make that distinction. And we need to be careful of all the justifications of all the goofiness that goes on. When I was in the seminary, one of the things that they tried to do, because all their foolishness, they would say, feelings are neither right nor wrong, they just are. So you can't ever tell somebody that their feelings are wrong. But then what they would do is to say, I feel that, you know, put it into a modern context, I feel that boys should not be in girls' sports. You don't feel that, you think that. But you see, if you say, well, no, I feel that, so you can't tell me that it's wrong. What a bunch of garbage. We have to be able to say that that's trash. We have to make a judgment on something like that and say it's just plain wrong. But we must be very careful with regard to the judgments of the people. Like I said, we don't know why somebody does what they do. We see people doing some really unfortunate things. Maybe they were abused when they were kids. Maybe something really horrible just happened to them. We don't know. It doesn't make okay what they're doing, but it means that we have a way to be merciful to them. The saints point out that one of the things that we are really good at is finding excuses for ourselves. And equally good is that we accuse others. And the saints say we need to start learning to accuse ourselves and excuse others. Again, just the opposite of what is natural to us. But if we just apply the principle to others that we apply to ourselves, that is, if we have 101 excuses for why it was okay for me to do something when it wasn't, but it was because, or well, you have to understand, or whatever it is, then why can't we do that for someone else? Why can't we look at someone else and say, well, maybe it was something like this, maybe it was something like that? That doesn't make it okay. Any more than what we just did was okay. But we can have an excuse. It gives somebody an out. It gives us a means of being able to be merciful to them. And if you can do that, not only is it a point of charity to the other person, but it helps us to be able to be at peace. Because otherwise, we see these various things and we get upset. And so now not only have we made a judgment, but now we're angry. Find an excuse for somebody, you can be at peace. You're not angry anymore. And you didn't have to make a judgment about the person. It's a win-win situation if we do that. Then we leave it to God. It sounds like an easy thing to do, but this is not what's natural to us. So we need to be able to look at that pretty carefully. Make sure that, again, if there's something objective, keep the distinctions, we must make judgments about certain things. And that's not being judgmental. And it's not judging a person. It's judging the action, or it's judging the statement. That's okay. But when it comes to the judging of the people, we don't know what their motive was. We don't know why they're doing what they're doing. Their doing might be completely wrong, and we can say it's completely wrong. But it's to be able to say, oh, that person is whatever because, it's like, we don't know that. That's where we have to be so careful. And we need to continue on as the reading goes. And the Lord tells us, the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. So you're going to stand before Jesus one day as your judge. And isn't it going to be, well, let's just say an interesting day if he uses our measurement against ourselves? Here's how you treated other people, therefore it's how I'm going to treat you. Here was your judgment of other people, therefore this is what I'm going to judge you by. So that's why he says, be merciful, and mercy will be given to you. If we want the mercy of God, we need to show mercy to other people. Why do we want to make ourselves miserable? And it's a sad thing. I see every once in a while these little clips off of something or another, some show, and oh my heavens, the anger and the nastiness and the misery of these people. For what? And they have a packed house, and people are applauding at their nastiness. It's like, where have we come to? And when we listen to what Daniel is talking about in the first reading, and he's saying, we're shamefaced. We should be. But unfortunately, what's happening in America is we're delighting in it. We get a bunch of people together who are going to rip and claw and hack at other people, and people applaud them. And they laugh at the stuff, not laughing at the people doing it, but laughing at the people on the receiving end because they think this is funny. It's like it's uncharitable. Why are we laughing at a lack of charity? Why are we plotting nastiness? Where have we come to as a people? So again, it's something for all of us to think about. Are we really being merciful as God is merciful to us? Again, when we just apply it to our own selves, we pray in the Our Father to be forgiven only to the degree that we're willing to forgive. Well, some people might go gulp. I am in big trouble if that's the case. I want God to forgive me. I expect him to forgive me because he knows why I did what I did, and he knows that I really didn't mean this, and he knows. Then why are we not willing to do that for other people? Because they knew what they were doing when they did this to me. They had this motive when they did this, but God knows that that's not what I was doing. God knows what the other person's motive was too. I don't know what the other person's motive was. I can't judge them. I can judge what they did. I can't judge the person. But I need to be forgiving. I need to be merciful. I need to be kind. The very things that we're expecting of God toward us. These are hard things that the Lord is asking us to do. But again, it comes back to the same point. God's not asking us to be average. He is certainly not asking us to be mediocre. He's asking us to be saints. And that's what he's calling us to. We are children of God. God himself has raised us up. And therefore, he's expecting that that's how we're going to act. Remember, Jesus said, from those to whom more has been given, more will be expected. Look at what he's done for us. Now he's expecting that we are going to act accordingly. Act as his children. Act as he acts. We want him to be merciful, then be merciful. We want him to be forgiving, then we need to forgive. We don't want to be judged harshly, then we need to quit judging harshly. It's obvious in our heads when we say that. It's really hard in practice when we have to do it. But that's what we want to keep striving for. So again, we look at these words of what our Lord is asking. And he's asking hard things. Praise him. Now we need to pray. We need to ask for help. We need to be aware. Don't try and tell yourself it's okay because it's not. Strive to do what our Lord has told us to do, because that's what he has given us the grace to do. He's not asking us to do it on our own. He's not saying, good luck, here it is, but, you know, I'm abandoning you. He's saying, no, I'll give you the grace. Here's what I'm expecting. I'll help you. So pray and ask for help, and then strive to live in this way, because we're going to be treated the way that we treat others. Not in this world necessarily, but in the next. That'd be a scary thing if we don't treat people the way that we want to be treated by God. So look where we want to go. We want to be in heaven. There will be no judging in heaven. There will be no condemning in heaven. There will only be charity and mercy. If that's what we want for eternity, then that's what we need to start now.